off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose raid.
Morena, Karen, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm great. I'm really great. Good. I'm interested to hear about this book you've brought us this morning.
So, yeah, today I have Utopia Avenue, the new highly anticipated novel by David Mitchell. No, not the guitarist from the 3Ds, or the comedian, or the New Zealand poet, but the famous novelist.
Yes.
He has a massive fan base, and so people were really excited about this book coming out. I think his last novel was Slade House in 2015.
That is quite a while ago now.
Yeah. So punters have been really eager to get their hands on this, and thanks to COVID, it was delayed a bit.
Classic COVID.
Classic COVID. I think music heads will either adore this or maybe be a bit annoyed by it.
Okay, I see. Could be one of either.
But it could, either way, but it's very much unmistakably a David Mitchell novel.
Cool.
So I think his fans will definitely want to check this out.
So if people are sort of going, David Mitchell at the back of their brain, he's the Cloud Atlas author and many, many other books, but that's probably the biggest touchstone of his.
That's right, Cloud Atlas, Black Swan Green, and numerous other novels. But this one is set in 1967, so we're right on the cusp of the summer of love, and set in England, where the only flavour of ice cream is white. So, but you can see this has got a great psychedelic kind of cover, so it really sets the tone of what you're in for. And it's about this British psychedelic folk rock blues group called Utopia Avenue.
Cool.
And they're kind of a super group. They get together, record two albums, and then fall apart. And this charts them coming together and forming the band, playing gigs, recording albums, the set drugs and rock and roll scandals, as well as the mundane, boring vicissitudes of being in a rock group, and the band dynamics around that.
So is this the kind of book where you've got real bands in sort of intertwined with this fake band that the book is about, or is everybody invented in this story?
No, totally. It's the kind of novel that music obsessives like me will get a kick out of spotting all the music references, because it's full of them. When I started reading it, I started kind of making note of all the real artists that pop up in cameos, but then it just got like
too
overwhelming. It's got David Bowie. They meet him and he's going down the stairs as they're going up, so that's kind of quite loaded, and he asks them for advice about what to do because, you know, they're ascending,
right.
And he's just not going anywhere. His singles have been flops. It's got the Rolling Stones, the Small Faces, Sandy Denny is their friend, Janis Joplin, Leonard Cohen, Jimi Hendrix bugs out over them.
This is quite fun. I reckon this would be quite a fun book to write if you are a music fan.
Yeah.
Because you could just sort of invent all the interactions you wish you could have with your sort of like music heroes. You can be like, if I was going to be in a band and be really famous, what would I want David Bowie to ask me?
And you know, John Lennon's here. They drop acid with Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead in San Francisco, and Syd Barrett's here. I think one of the characters in this novel, Jasper, is kind of based on a kind of character around maybe Syd Barrett from Pink Floyd or Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones, but those characters are both here as well.
Okay, right.
So you can kind of tell that each member in Utopia Avenue is probably loosely based on a real life musician.
Got you.
But I guess what this novel is about is music and how it can define a time period and connect people. And it's one of those bands that has three members and they all write and sing songs, so it's kind of that dynamic. We've got
which we know from history can be complicated.
That's right.
Sometimes.
We have Griff. He's a jazz drummer, a northern diamond in the rough, and he's quite anarchic and sweary, and he likes a drink. And there's Jasper, who is actually a relative of Jacob de Zoet from previous David Mitchell novel, The Thousand Autumns of Jacob de Zoet.
He does love to
bring back
this massive overarching story where they all kind of link into the same universe a bit.
So Jasper's a kind of spaced out Enigma boy genius kind of character, and he's an amazing guitarist and quite well read and quite dreamy, and he suffers from mental illness, so that's another theme that kind of runs through as a subtext. And Dean is a blues bass player, and Elf I think is the most interesting character in this novel. She's a female folk singer and organ player, so she's the first in this novel, the first female musician to appear on Top of the Pops. She drives the van, she carries the gear, she's bulletproof against hecklers, of which there are many because she's a woman, and she's an amazing musician, so basically she's like two musicians for the price of one.
Awesome.
So they love Elf, and Elf is really cool. So over 20 months, they record two albums, go on Top of the Pops, they play dozens and dozens of shows and earn some dosh, they go to the States, and they're quite an ambitious rock group. They're really, really, really driven. So this clocks in at around 561 pages.
It's a bloody book.
It's humongous. Hefty. I actually read it over level 4 lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, nice. How long did something like that take you to go through?
It took me ages to read this. It actually did.
I just found reading hard over lockdown, though. I couldn't concentrate on much.
I was reading a lot of other stuff at the time, but I was really determined to finish this. And it deals with themes like mental health, family, sexuality, gender, the counterculture, popular culture, and there's the shadow of the Vietnam War as well. It's a little bit corny at times, a little bit heavy-handed, and just the obvious name-dropping of bands and songs can be quite heavy-handed, but still fun. But, you know, I was actually talking to someone, and she's been in bands, and she told me she cried when she finished reading this book.
Oh, true.
And that reading Utopia Avenue, she'd never read a book before that perfectly captured the essence of what it is to be in a band.
That's great. That's so very cool.
That's a great feedback about the book right there. But I'd love to know what people think of this book. I can't wait for people to start reading it, and then I can talk to them about it.
Mm. Well, that sounds very exciting. Utopia Avenue by David Mitchell. Is it in the shop yet?
In the shop. Big stacks of it. So make the most of that while you can.
I reckon,
And it's $38.
Excellent. With a B card discount as well if you pop into Time Out.
That's right.
Well, you've picked us a track.
Yes. So
an absolute classic.
It was quite hard because there are so many great groups that are mentioned in here. Obviously, Utopia Avenue don't have any songs, but but we thought, why don't we go with David Bowie?
Can't go wrong. Thank you very much, Kieran. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Just for one day, we can be heroes forever and ever. What you say? We'll be right back. thing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
David Bowie, one of the many music name drops in David Mitchell's new book, Utopia Avenue. Thank you very much to Karen for bringing us that this morning.
That was Loose Reads.
And we will